MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time to play big on Modo Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Modo.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Modo.us today.
Modo is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Modo.us for more details.
It's time!
Modo.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
In some religions, I know Catholicism, going and having your house blessed when you get a new one is actually quite common. I grew up in an area with a lot of Catholics. I have Catholics in half of my family, and I remember these sort of things happening. Never did it in my house, but I do remember it occurring, my neighbor's house and some other places. It's just kind of something that a lot of people did. I don't know how frequently it's done to this day, but it was not uncommon. It wasn't something that would be done because you have a lot of things happening. You know, sometimes it, of course, happens, but sometimes it's just new house, you're in there, get it blessed, and then, you know, go on. You know, it's like when a child is baptized. You're not doing that to exorcise the demons out of it. It's just kind of the ritual that goes on in that sort of a process in certain religions. An interesting thing I have to say about all that is when someone seeks out to get the house blessed because something is going on and doesn't tell the rest of the family, it makes you wonder, okay, is that parent that initiated that blessing also experiencing things and not telling anyone? Are they taking everybody at their word of what's happening, even though they're expressly showing disbelief when it's being expressed? What's going on? What's the other part of that story that drove that to actually occur? Our next story, as it happens, lots of the kids having all sorts of weird things going on. Turns out, eventually Dad did get the house blessed. And things stopped. It took years to find out that that was the solution to the problem. Here's the story. Take a listen. This occurrence happened many times. At one time, I had bunk beds in my room. My brother always slept in my room, usually on the top bunk. My bedroom door was very stubborn, and you had to give it a certain touch to close it, which I knew better than anyone. Anyone else who tried to close that door had a real hard time. During the night, just as we turned off the TV and got ready for bed, the door would start swinging back and forth as if someone were trying to close it. As soon as it closed, the latch would give and the door would swing open. It'd repeat this usually for only a few minutes. This happened so often that my brother and I expected it most nights. However, we never got used to it. My brother and I would lie in fear, usually whispering to each other that it's doing it again. One time I was so scared I yelled, "Stop!" and it stopped immediately. I think that scared me the most. Once I woke up in the middle of the night for no reason, so I just laid there trying to fall asleep. Suddenly I heard what I can only describe as claws clamping onto the bottom metal bars of our bunk bed as if someone were lying under the bed. Soon after, the bed started to shake for a few seconds, then stop abruptly. A short while later, the same thing happened again. A clink. Then the bed would shake. I laid there in fear, trying desperately to fall asleep. Eventually, I did. I asked my brother about it the next morning, but he did not wake up during it. I found this event odd because if you read my first story, I mentioned that it looked like claws had scratched the stickers I had on my wall. One night, I wanted to sleep on the top bunk, so my brother took the bottom. I slept that night facing the wall with my back towards my bedroom door. I wanted to stay in the middle of the area. It happened in the middle of the night, I'd say, exceedingly early in the morning, when it was still dark, maybe around 4 o'clock. I woke up and had that someone's watching me feeling, as if someone was standing at the side of the bed staring at me. I was too petrified to turn around, but suddenly I felt a hand grab my right bicep and shake me. It was not violent, but it was firm, as if trying to wake me up. At first, I thought it might be my mom or dad waking us up for school, and I was tempted to turn around. However, I knew it was way too early for that, and why hadn't they at least said my name? Usually we'd wake up on our own, or they would scream for us to wake up while they were scrambling to get ready for work themselves. Whatever it was shook me again, but I refused to turn around. Eventually, I felt that I gave up and it wanted out of the room, but I don't remember hearing anything. That feeling just went away. Eventually, I fell asleep. That morning started normally, and I asked my parents individually if they came into my room that night to wake me up, and they had not. During my recent binge of reading ghost stories, I mentioned to my cousin, who's been my best friend my whole life, that I've been reading some real scary stuff online and that I was thinking about posting the stuff that happened when we were kids. I vaguely remembered an experience he told me one morning. We were kids and I mentioned this. He almost turned white. He remembered it more vividly than I did. According to my cousin, during one night of the many sleepovers we had, he woke up and sat up in the bed. That night I slept on the floor. He was on the bottom bunk and my brother on top. As he sat up, he looked over to the far window of my room, the window silhouetted by the moon or porch lights. It was a dark human figure with each hand pressed against the glass, and its head went back and forth rhythmically as if it was scanning the room. He described it as a robot-like motion. He sat there and watched it until the head stopped and stared at him. When this happened, he flung himself backwards and put the covers over his head. He said he waited a few seconds before looking again, and the figure was still outside the window, steadily scanning the room. He covered his head again, peeked after the few seconds, and the figure was gone. He told me what he saw the next morning, and I nearly died. To this day, my cousin is the only person to have ever seen anything. Out of complete and utter boredom, I used to sit on the very top of our staircase and just look down at our front door, trying to figure out what to do. You were sitting in the top stair. My house is laid out like this. Directly behind you would be my room, the only room on that end. To the right, going counterclockwise, would be the bathroom, my brother's room, and my parents' room, facing my room. To the left of my parents' room would be the door leading to the attic. All these rooms are connected by a long hallway. Occasionally, while sitting on the top stair, I'd get this eerie feeling, and suddenly things seemed to get a lot quieter, and the shadows at the end of the hall would start to get darker and darker, making its way down the hallway towards me. I never stuck around long enough to find out what was going on. I can remember this happening at least three times. One summer day, I got into a little bit of trouble with some friends. We had set a small fire by accident that day. We were pyros, sue me. My parents were not too happy about it, so after the police talked to them, they came in the house to let me have it. After the verbal abuse, I walked upstairs and sat on the top stair feeling depressed. Suddenly from the bathroom, I heard a man laugh. I turned my head to look. The door was partly open, but I could not see inside the room. After a few seconds, I heard the laugh again. It was coming from the bathroom. I took off and ran downstairs. I'd rather face my parents again than deal with that. I did not bother telling them because I did not think they were in the mood. I think that's about all the things I can remember happening in that house, besides maybe a few small things. I did get an interesting piece of information that I never knew before from my cousin. The night he told me about his experience, he told me that many years ago he found out from his dad that my dad had a priest visit our house to bless it while we were at school. He thought I knew about it and was shocked that I did not. My dad never told us about it, and I'm not even sure if my mom knows. I'm interested to know if he did that because of the things my brother and I told him, or if he experienced anything himself. I must have worked because I don't remember the activity stopping abruptly at a certain point, and nothing's happened since. I'm not 100% convinced the house is clean, though.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Moto offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Modo.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Modo.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us. Modo.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Modo Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
It's time to play big on Modo Social Casino. America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Modo.us has live casino games. It's time. Play big. Win bigger on Modo.us today.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Modo.us for more details.
It's time.